Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Jason Lee.
Around the nation, the COVID-19 public health emergency is leading many areas to discourage trick-or-treating in 2020. Some cities have even gone as far as to ban it, such as the case in Beverly Hills, where their mayor says it cannot happen this year.
I understand the disappointment that all children have, but even though it was a difficult decision, it really was the right decision to make in this day and time.
On the Kenai Peninsula, however, trick-or-treating is allowed, but the Centers for Disease Control suggests following specific guidelines during the annual parade of spooky ghosts and ghouls looking to fill their bags full of candy. Dr. Jennifer Ashton offers general safety advice.
Public health officials, epidemiologists, taking this very seriously. We don't want trick-or-treaters to bring coronavirus to someone's door, and we don't want trick-or-treaters to leave someone's door with this virus. So I think the advice is be creative. There's no such thing as zero risk today, but according to the CDC, virtual events or events done just at your home with the people with whom you live, really the safest thing this year, unfortunately.
Families on the Kenai, wary of hitting the streets for a traditional trick-or-treat, have another option. Many businesses are participating in a drive-through Halloween, where the family can dress up, take a Saturday night tour of the Kenai, and hit their local drive-through restaurants for something new on the menu, Halloween candy. The list of participating businesses are large, from Nikiski to Kenai, Kay Beach, Soldotna, and Sterling.
A trick-or-treat drive-through. So in this event, it is being sponsored by a variety of businesses from town, all the way from Nikiski, Kay Beach, Kenai, Soldotna, all the way out to Sterling. These are businesses who already have drive-throughs, and they are set up to be give out treats to the to kids. We're really excited about this, mainly because it is safe and fun, and it allows kids to celebrate the holiday in a really tough year. And it's going to be this, tomorrow, which is Halloween, starting at 3 o'clock till 7. There's over 22 places. We have a Facebook event page.
An entire list of all participating companies can be found at their Facebook event page. We've got that link at RadioKenai.com. The Tongass National Forest is seeking the public's input on a proposed expansion of operations at the Kensington Gold Mine, located north of Juneau. CORE Alaska is requesting an operations plan amendment for additional tailings, waste rock disposal, and related infrastructure at the mine. A 45-day public comment period on the Supplemental Environmental Impact Statement, which considers the proposed changes to the plan of operations, began today and will remain open until December 14th. The proposed additions will extend the life of the mine and allow for continuous site operations in a safe, environmentally sound, technically feasible, and economically viable manner, while complying with regulatory requirements. The current predicted life of the Kensington Mine is till 2023. Activities under the proposed plan of operations amendment will add 10 years to the expected mine life to 2033. That's KSRM News, covering the Kenai and Alaska for over 50 years, and found online at RadioKenai.com. I'm Jason Lee.